Welcome back. Well, by now the kids have been out of school for a little over a week, so chances are they're bored. Well, we have the solution for you with the New England Wildlife Center in Weymouth. Many different programs and a new membership program is available. President Katrina Bergman is here, and a face and a name may be familiar to folks here in Quincy, Brett Hale. So ladies, welcome and happy summer.
Oh, happy summer to you. Happy summer.
Great to see you both. Katrina, nice to meet you for the first time.
Very nice to meet you. I've heard so many wonderful things about you.
Likewise. And the center itself, a president's, but you've been there for 30 plus years?
Yes,
really?
I have.
Wow.
Yes, I have. I've been there since, our old days in Hingham.
Yeah.
We were in an old Army ammunition, actually a flashing testing center for munitions. And and then we were able to raise the funds to build where we are in Weymouth and eventually
just
seeing
down
the
in
Cape.
Columbian Square, kind of a little south of Columbian Square, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And most recently, we were able to conserve 38 acres of land a developer donated to the Wildlife Center. So,
wonderful.
Yeah, we love wildlife and we love people.
Yeah, for folks who maybe don't know about the center, could you give us just kind of a brief overview?
I would love to.
Yeah.
So New England Wildlife Center, we actually had our 40th anniversary last year, so I think we're 41 now, perhaps 42. We sometimes get confused. We celebrated our 40th on our 41st birthday.
Okay.
So we have been around, and our primary mission is to help sick, injured, and orphaned wild animals to get back to the wild. And the top reasons why they come into us, they've been hit by a car, they've been drug in by the household cat, or they've been poisoned by something like the deadly rodenticide or other toxins in our environment. And then what we like to do is to use that, so it doesn't end there. We use that to educate and to teach and to train, because oftentimes folks who like animals don't necessarily like people a whole lot. And we want folks to conserve the nature where we all live, to help wildlife, and to like each other, you know. So at New England Wildlife Center, you know, you walk through the door and it's a different kind of place. You just feel it. You walk right in and you'll be greeted by the walking around dogs. And those are dogs that accompany our staff and some of our volunteers to work every day.
Sure.
And so it's not just about the animals, it's also about the people. And when you walk into Weymouth, everything is windowed. And it's windowed for a reason. It's windowed as an invitation to come on in and help and participate and be part of. So one of my favorite ways of describing who we are at New England Wildlife Center happened a few years ago when I was walking down a hall and I noticed one of our education programs provides training to nonviolent inmates. And I noticed one of our high school students was learning from one of our nonviolent inmates how to feed a baby bird.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And in turn, there was an undergraduate intern who was brand new, who was also learning. And right outside of the window was a whole class from the Horace Mann School for the Deaf.
Oh.
And they were looking in at what was happening, and their teacher was signing to them.
Oh, wow.
And so that is the spirit of who and what New England Wildlife Center is.
Yeah, so you're a private nonprofit, 501c3 corporation,
501c3,
right?
Yeah. We depend upon, our budget's about $3 million. We depend only on donations. That's why our new membership program is so important.
Yes.
We really need individual donors, and that's how we stay alive. That's how we release animals back to the wild and keep a robust nonprofit going.
Yeah, you know, we hear in the news all the time when there's an injured animal from some circumstance, the New England Wildlife Center is caring for that animal. Now we know the people behind the name, you know.
Yes.
And Brett, there are, I guess, three different membership levels that you're launching?
So we just kind of relaunched the membership program this year to include these three tiers, so families and folks could decide which aligned best with what they felt was good for them. And so our three tiers have all different types of perks that go along with them. We really, what makes the Wildlife Center so special is people coming in and immediately feeling like home, like Katrina was saying. They come in and it's just a different environment. So we really focus on the activities that people can gain through the membership. Mm-hmm. So you come in, you experience the Wildlife Center, whether it's shadowing the vet for a day, you can see appointments, you can see surgery, be in the operating room with our vets. You can meet Falco, our red-tailed hawk. He's one of our educational animals. So he's a classic at the Wildlife Center. You walk in and he's right on the left in his enclosure. Yes.
Okay.
So we really have a lot of options for people to see what works for them, come in and do the activities in-house with us. So things like guided nature walks, the two I just mentioned.
Yeah.
But
feed the patients.
Yes.
The patients is a popular program.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Kids love to feed animals, right?
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
But adults too.
Definitely.
Sure.
And the membership program itself is it helps us, but it also helps the families and the communities because they get to do so much more. The Wildlife Center always has a lot to do.
Yep.
You can see the goats when you come in. You can come in and pay $5 for a tour of the center. This summer we have STEM summer at New England Wildlife Center. And you're learning how to use a microscope. You're learning how to keep yourself safe during every season is tick season now, but keep yourself safe in the woods from ticks. So there's a whole host of things happening every Tuesday from
tomorrow.
Starting tomorrow from 11 to 1:30.
Yeah.
But if you're a member,
you
can do even more.
Sure.
And so it's not just helping, it's how many other things you get to do as a member of New England Wildlife Center.
Yeah, but this is probably one of, if not the most affordable program that folks can take part in this summer. $5 for admission or $5 per child for a STEM class? That's incredible. I mean, you can't get an ice cream cone.
No, you can't, right? Or a cup of coffee.
Well,
right?
Right, exactly, yeah. So, I mean, and the programs that you offer, you know, you mentioned Falco, so meet and greet Falco, but as well, there's also things like Jasmine meet and greet story times and crafts, right?
Jasmine would be a snake.
Jasmine the
She's
snake.
Okay.
Something for everyone, really.
Yeah.
And
it
Brett,
really is.
These are important because I know you've seen a tremendous increase in the number of animals you're caring for at the center, right?
We have, and so that's part of what we wanted to share with everyone, is that by supporting our membership, by becoming a member of the Wildlife Centers, you're joining our family, but you're also allowing us to continue the very important work we do with taking care of wildlife and education. So I know this year has been, the past few years have just been steadily increasing the amount of wildlife we are taking in. It's been a very busy hospital.
Sure.
You know what? Let's tell them about the flying squirrel.
Yes.
The flying squirrel.
So we've been up 22% in terms of a wildlife intake at our Weymouth Hospital since 2024. And this was at our Cape Hospital, but we recently had a young,
aspiring veterinarian.
Yes. So she was an aspiring veterinarian. They have a bird feeder out in their yard, and they have a pack of flying squirrels that live there. And unfortunately, one of them got stuck in the bird feeder. His little head was stuck in there. And so she and her mom very kindly brought the flying squirrel to our Cape Wildlife Hospital.
Okay.
And our wildlife veterinarian was able to kind of show her what they do, show her behind the scenes, and do the exam, I believe, with her there, or showing her along. And so she could be right involved with this wildlife case as she's an aspiring wildlife veterinarian.
Yeah.
And they put the flying squirrel under anesthesia, and were able to get his little head out, her head out. And then they were able to did an exam, flying squirrel was okay, and then the little girl got to take the squirrel home, release it in your yard, and she named him Bird Feeder.
Of course.
As one does.
Appropriate, right. Let's hope the bird feeder doesn't get stuck in the bird feeder again.
Right.
Right. But what an inspiring story, and who knows, that youngster, you know, may grow up to be a veterinarian or some kind of a wildlife advocate.
Yeah.
You just don't know where it could lead
to. Exactly where it starts, right?
Yeah.
We also had a fox we've just taken in that was found in a wood pile.
Okay.
That was covered in mud, little baby, little orphan. And we told the folks who had seen the fox to just leave it, you know, wait to see, because there's a lot of wildlife kidnapping. That's a big problem. People think they're saving the baby when really they kidnapped it because mom was coming back. It's a real problem with baby bunnies.
Right. So well-meaning but ill-informed.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well-intentioned. But and so a lot of times when people come in, if they don't call first, we're always saying, okay, we're going to go put that animal back and we're going to tell you exactly how to do it.
I see.
And So that anyway, this truly was an orphan. Oh. And so she's now joined our other orphan fox on the Cape, our Cape Center.
Yes, we have a picture of the fox we can show folks, actually.
Yes. Great.
While we're talking about, was the fox given a name?
You know, I don't think
no,
so. There's sort of debate on that.
Okay, but there's the fox.
Yes, yeah. Here she is, all cleaned up. Isn't she adorable?
But she's too young to release right now, is that right?
She is, yes. So in the fall, they'll be released together, and oftentimes they imprint very easily. And that means that they attach themselves to humans. Which is not a good thing at all, especially if you're a fox or coyote or a mesocarnivore. So she is with another fox, and they'll be able to be released at the end of the summer, so into the fall. And you, really, as singletons, they don't do as well because of the imprinting, and so they'll be able to teach each other how to be foxes.
Okay.
And they'll get their cues from one another, just like Brett was saying earlier, and they'll go off together and live a happy life.
Yeah, now where's your Cape Center, Katrina?
Our Cape Center is in Barnstable.
Oh, Barnstable.
Yes,
okay.
At 411 Main Street in Barnstable.
Okay.
So it's on Cape Cod.
Sure.
And it's been under New England Wildlife Center's wing now for about 10 years.
Oh, okay.
So it's amazing to me how time flies.
Yes.
Yeah, they were closing, HSUS was closing it, and I made a phone call and said, how can we help?
Yeah. And, careful what you wish for,
right? It was one of those kind of situations, Joe, exactly. Yeah. And so now Cape Wildlife Center is under New England Wildlife Center's wing, so
okay.
To say.
All right. I'm guessing they probably see a different variety of animals there on the Cape?
They have a lot of sexier animals, I will say.
Okay.
They do, yes, because, you know, they see more osprey, and although we do have a lot of osprey around here, but and they also, during storms, have a lot more of the wildlife, especially birds, get blown in, et cetera. And that's why one of our campaigns right now, and we're almost there, if anybody wants to donate to New England Wildlife Center and direct their funds to our brand new, first in the Northeast, and definitely in our region, it's a wildlife mass casualty facility that will help animals who are injured in oil spills, who are victims of these horrible storms that we've had.
Yes.
And really rabies. We've seen sort of an uptick in rabies. And so those kind of the animals that would be most likely to carry rabies, raccoons and those kinds of things, we need more space to care for them.
Okay.
And this facility itself will be, we've become a first responder in oil spills. And this facility will allow us to do more training in that regard, and also to do more of the washing, the special housing that these birds need before they go back out and other animals. So yes, it's 1.3 million, and we're at about 9 million now. So we need to finish this campaign because it's really, really important.
Okay, good to know.
So
good
to know. Yeah, you made me think of it, Joe. I wasn't even thinking of that. I'm always thinking about fundraising.
Let's talk about the owl story. Tell me about the owl story.
So we do a lot of renesting in our wildlife rescue branch. And so recently there was a great horned owl's nest in Plymouth at a golf course in Plymouth, and two of the owlets actually fell out of their nest, unfortunately, but luckily our team was able to rush over. We have our wildlife rescue van. They assessed both owls out in the field, and great horned owls typically make their nests 40 to 70 feet up in the trees, so we immediately knew there was a chance for injury. And so they examined the first owl, who was healthy, luckily, and we successfully re-nested him back up. We actually made a makeshift nest since we were worried there might be damage to the original one. It was successful because we kept an eye, we put cameras around, and so we know mom came back and started caring for him.
Okay.
And we took the other one back because we did find a wing injury that we needed surgery to kind of help try and heal this owl.
Yeah,
so
let's show folks. The owlet, I guess.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Owlet.
Yeah.
So the one everyone is seeing now was the one who went back in the nest, which is amazing. We love a happy rehoming story.
Certainly,
yes.
Sure. But the other one?
He is back at, he's being cared
education
for.
Animal.
Yes.
Yes, he's being cared for by a sister organization, Eyes on Owls, which is a great organization, and will be used in education and help teach people about owls. One of the really neat things about owl moms is that they don't count. how many young they have. They're really bad counters. and they're a lot kinder than some humans. and they'll take on an extra.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh,
so right. sometimes we can put in another baby owlet that didn't necessarily come from that nest.
Interesting.
So, yeah, so that's okay. really interesting. Another interesting fact is that one of our rescuer or our dedicated rescue person is training to be a tree climber.
Okay.
So that she can get further up.
Really?
I do not think that's something I would do.
70 feet in the
air. Yeah, right. So she's terrific, Ava. Yes, so she's terrific. And she's training to be a tree climber, so okay. we can do more.
Now, are there volunteer opportunities at the center, Katrina?
Yes, there are volunteer okay. opportunities at the Wildlife Center, and usually it's volunteer days.
Okay.
Because we don't have one designated person that's only volunteers, if we're not managing the program, it's managing us, I like to say.
Sure, yeah.
So we normally it's either on our Facebook, on our website, or you can call up too to find out when volunteer days are. And if you hang around the Wildlife Center long enough and want to volunteer, generally, you're welcomed in as a volunteer.
You'll
I would just say that.
Something to keep them busy.
So yeah. Folks are who are interested in at home, who are part of our community, who are in there a lot. So.
Yeah, and I know there are internship opportunities.
Oh, that's our
Brett
biggest.
Brett is a product
that's
of that.
Right. That's right. We're very lucky that Brett's with us, and she started at New England Wildlife Center as an intern. That's our ultimate volunteer opportunity.
Sure.
Actually, is undergraduate interns come to us from all over the country, from all over the world, and to be at New England Wildlife Center. And that's how Brett, that's how you got to know us, right? However many.
Yes, yes.
Many years ago.
I learned of the Wildlife Center when I was very young and kind of came around a few times, like you were saying, like people do. And I did the internship back in high school, and it was one of the best experiences I've ever had. Mm-hmm. Clearly came back. The Wildlife Center
yeah.
is, it really is a family. People tend to come back, but the internship, it is so informative.
Sure.
You are feeding the wildlife, you're taking care of them, cleaning up, all of the very fun and maybe not so fun
yeah.
aspects of
well,
wildlife care.
Part of it,
yeah.
though, right?
Yes,
yeah.
exactly.
Okay, but again, the two big stories we want to talk about today, become a member, your different membership levels that are available. Go
yes.
to the website for that, or your STEM summer program, which kicks off tomorrow and runs every Tuesday through September 15th.
And we have to tell you how to become a member, too.
Yes,
you
just go to your website, right?
Go to our website, anywildlife.org, and
yep.
sign up, or call Brett and go to her, or email Brett at brett.hale@newildlife.org.
All right. Have a very happy and safe summer. Thank you both for coming by.
Thank you so
you.
Much for having us.
You're
Joe.
Very welcome. It's our pleasure.